This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Oh man, I love when Mary's here. Don't get me wrong, love when Mary's here. But there's just something about having the all-male review going on. We got the all-male review today. And as a matter of fact, we got a full house of just nothing but men. And I'm talking not just men. I'm talking real men. Like, real men. Wade.
But see, here's the one thing.
We've got do your bearded formation
men.
First.
No, we've got bearded
Paul,
men
Paul, don't leave,
here.
Man. Oh,
I mean, does that not indicate real men?
That is true. We have three. What does that say? I guess that would be sort of the define. All right, so Wade, you're out. Okay, so Rich.
He did that on purpose so he could leave the room.
Evidently, Wade just wanted out. So we got Rich. And Paul's hanging out with us, man. What's up, buddy?
Not much. Wade's the only one without a beard, really.
Oh, man. All right, so here, I would be remiss if I didn't talk or at least mention. Paul, I know this subject is near and dear to your heart. So let's make sure that we get your input on this, 100% for sure. So I take it, Rich, you were watching the BET Awards, correct?
There was no white winners.
You know what? There is something wrong. Why would there? I just don't get that. Like, and we should. Here's what I'm going to do. I think we should make a stink about that because I wasn't nominated for anything.
Are you going to start wet?
Wet.
You could just do old Archie Bunker.
White entertainment television. And isn't that pretty much every channel, though? I think that's kind of the argument, that it's like every channel on God's green earth is wet, like white entertainment television.
Well, just get some of the real ones, like the old timers, like Archie Bunker and stuff, you know, just do replays.
Just like really horrible white shows, like the world's most racist shows like ever created. That would be the WET Network.
Yes.
The white entertainment. So, Wade, before you go, tell us about some of, like, because you could probably list these off. So we're going to start, because the BET Awards took place last week, and there was a really interesting speech by Jesse Williams. Do you know Jesse?
No.
You don't know Jesse. Okay. Well, that doesn't surprise me.
If anything's happened in the past decade, I'm oblivious to it, but go ahead.
So Rich decided, and by the way, we're throwing this completely on Rich right now. Rich decided that we're going to start WET, which is a white entertainment television. So instead of BET, we're going to start WET. And of course, everybody else is going, well, that's pretty much every channel, like, on the network, on every cable, in the God's green earth. That is WET
that
right
is
there.
That is the default, right.
But just, I mean, like, just say hypothetically, if we wanted to start a channel that just featured, like, the world's worst shows that were as demeaning to minorities as possible, you would probably have a list of what those shows were. So we definitely came up with All in the Family, because Archie Bunker was just a jackass. I mean, he was a racist pig. So definitely All in the Family would be on that network. What other terrible shows would be on that network? You got one, Paul.
If you go back to, like, some of those old Looney Tunes cartoons, there are some, like, choice racist stuff.
Oh, man,
in there.
Right? Wasn't there? Especially with, like, Speedy Gonzalez. Right? Didn't they make, like, Speedy? Like, everybody hated Speedy. Well, everybody loved Speedy, but everybody hated Speedy if you were Hispanic, because they were like, you know, that's just wrong. You're making fun of my culture, so quit it. But yeah, like, Speedy was like definitely any episode with Speedy would definitely be on there. What else? Who else?
Like Tom and Jerry, Bugs Bunny was like, there's a lot of, like.
Oh, man. I remember.
Saying Elmer Fudd was a racist?
Oh, my God. I do remember Tom and Jerry. They had this, big, huge black maid.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was just so wrong. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, she was like, she was huge, and she would just basically run around with the broom trying to, like, kill Tom and swat Jerry and the whole nine. So, all right. So wait. So the shows that you produce, let's talk about some of those.
Well, see, I'm not thinking of anything racist as much as just what you might say. White normalized, you know, Silver Spoons, the show that Alan Thicke was on, that it's just so white bread.
Yeah.
You know, their problems are the prom, not electricity's being shut off and we got no food, right? So I didn't see, you know, whenever I was watching TV back in the 80s, as much overt racism as just obliviousness.
Yeah.
That anything exists out of this middle-class suburban world we're living in, and our problems of the car's the wrong color, you know, are the major existential crises.
Yeah, so it's not even like first-world problems. It's like first-world white people problems. That's
When the problem is, I've got to go to the bathroom, but my smartphone battery's almost dead.
What am I going to do with my life?
Where is it?
All right, so Rich, let's run through it real quick here. So if there was any other show that you think had to be on the network, what else comes to mind? Anything else? Because I'm thinking about it right now. I got my programming mind going here. Because obviously we got a radio show. There, so we're thinking programming right now. Anything else that needs to be on that network? Anything else? There's got to be more.
Beverly Hills 90210, the original.
The original.
The original. Nice.
My God. You know, actually, we have done such a... And I understand why there is BET. I get it, because it's needed. I mean, like, God knows, like, ABC, NBC... Like, even think about the black shows on right now. Like, the closest thing to an actual show that's, like, halfway decent isn't even given, like, a decent name. They call it Black-ish. Like, they won't even let them be, like, full-on black. You're just sort of, like... white people who are black, so you're black-ish. It's like, that's just wrong. So, I get it. So I applaud BET, and actually I applaud what Jesse Williams said. I don't know, did you see his speech or did you catch any of it? So he got some sort of humanitarian award or something like that. And interestingly enough, they couldn't even find a real black person to give the award to because Jesse Williams is mixed. He's biracial. His mom is white. His dad is black. So even, like, on that network, they were like, you know, we'll give it to this guy. Because why? Because they were afraid to put, like, I mean, like, Flava Flav? They couldn't give Flava Flav the humanitarian award? I don't know. So this guy he's a mixed, you know, white mom, black dad, super good-looking guy, got those blue eyes. And you know that all the brothers in the audience were like, yeah, I don't know about that, man. Because that's kind of like a dead giveaway. Blue eyes, right? So you don't see a lot of brothers that got blue eyes. So this guy, really good looking. He was actually on Grey's Anatomy, you know, the whole nine. Blue eyes. He was talking about how, first and foremost, that the award is really for, quote, the real organizers all over the country, the activists, the civil rights attorneys, the struggling parents, the families, the teachers of students that are realizing that a system built to divide and impoverish and destroy us cannot stand if we do. So evidently this guy was really involved with a lot of the political activism movements. He was part of Ferguson, so he was in Ferguson, you know, after that whole Michael Brown thing, and created a movie called Stay Woke in fall of 2014 called Stay Woke. Do you know that movie?
Uh-uh.
Is that on your personal playlist, Rich? Do you have that one?
Never heard of it.
I got to check that one out because it's a documentary which traces the lives and the evolution of the Black Lives Matter movement, which debuted on BET in May. And by the way, the founder of the Black Lives Matter movement. That guy is pretty, he's pretty incredible. Have you seen anything that he's been doing? Mm-mm. He actually had a chance to sit down with Clinton, like Hillary Clinton, not Bill, because, you know, Bill just hangs out in Harlem anyway, the brother. But, I mean, we're talking like Hillary, who, you know, is like, eh, she won't even talk about race. And that's what he told her, like, point blank, like, you can't ignore this. You haven't said jack about race at any point during this whole election period. Nothing. You can't ignore the obvious, and they're actually calling for what they're saying is a sit-in on the vote, much like the Congress folk did. They're talking about calling for a sit-in on the vote here in November because it's not even a matter, as the founder of Black Lives Matter puts it, it's not even a matter of between choosing between evil and a lesser than evil and someone who's almost evil. It's like, we don't even want to participate, and we're not going to show up. And if we don't show up, then Lord only knows what's going to happen. So they're actually calling for a sit-in against the vote in November, and rightly so. But this speech from Williams was pretty interesting. He paid homage to what he calls the heroes in the crusade against systemic racism, the black women, quote, who have spent their lifetimes dedicating to nurturing everyone before themselves. Quote, we can and will do better for you. But what I thought was really interesting, just kind of going back to this whole idea of having a network and entertainment and culture and so on, is he talks about how we are really just devaluing black culture as a society as a whole, because he's saying, quote, we're done watching and waiting while this invention called whiteness uses and abuses us, burying black people out of sight and out of mind while, and I like this, extracting our culture, our dollars, our entertainment, ghettoizing and then demeaning our creations, but then stealing them, gentrifying our genius and then trying us on like costumes before discarding our bodies like rinds of strange fruit. The thing is, just because we're magic doesn't mean we're not real.
Did he do it like a rap?
Yeah.
Wow.
Man. That's some powerful, that's right. Like some powerful shit right there. Just because we're magic doesn't mean we're not real. And there's a lot to that. I mean, when you look at culture in general, it's pretty interesting how so much of what you see in culture today stems from the black community. You know, and frankly, I mean, that's how I got the wife in the kitchen, you know, cooking pies with my baby. I don't know if you have you heard that song? It's by the way, I'm such an idiot. I am such an idiot. Have you heard that song, Wade? You haven't heard that song? We're going to have to play that on the break. We're going to have to find that and play it. I'll be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby. No, really? Nothing? Oh, my God.
Put
so
it on.
I am such an idiot. I actually thought he was talking about cooking pies. Do you know what he's talking about? You don't know what he's talking about. See, that's the thing right there. And yet, how many white kids are going around right now singing, I'll be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby? Like, Paul, I heard you singing that actually on the way in here. That was a John Mayer version of the song you were talking about, right?
Sure.
That the Grateful Dead just performed that with John Mayer. You
yes.
were saying cooking pies in the yeah. kitchen of my baby. Well, really interesting stuff. All right, so we're going to find that song for you, Wade, here. And interesting stuff from Jesse Williams. And I will tell you, it's a discussion that we need to have. And I'm glad that at least there are folks who are brave enough to have it. And please don't unsubscribe because of this episode. But we love you here on Reinvention Radio. Talk to you next time.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.